We find the Gemara in the Afnun Aleph on the Beis, the Man Aleph on the Aleph, discusses the entire situation if one could rely on somebody else establishing an Eruvit Tchumim on a specific designated spot. We learned, the Gemara says, the Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, I'm Shnayim, if two people are working on the road, Echad Makir, one person recognizes a tree or a landmark, Vech Shena Makir, what doesn't, Zayin Shena Makir, Moise Shvisos Lamakir, the person who doesn't know a landmark tells the person who does know the landmark, Tei Shvisenim Makim Plani, I'm relying on you, says the Gemara, V'loihi, what Rav said to Rabbi Yosef, this thing in the name of Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosi, wasn't true. V'loitana like Rabbi Yosi. It wasn't really Rabbi Yosi that taught us this halacha. Just says the Gemara, Hechad al Kabbalah Minei, in order that it should be accepted, that he should accept this halacha, in order Rabbi Yosef should accept what Rav was teaching to him, Mishum Rabbi Yosi in the Mukai Imai. Throughout Shas, we find Rabbi Yosi in the Mukai Imai. That's why he quoted Rabbi Yosi, even though Rabbi Yosi really never said it. And Rashi explains here what is Nemukai Imai. Rashi says Nemukai means Kav. He always goes in a straight line. His thinking is straight, and therefore everybody, the halacha always follows Rabbi Yosi. Rashi in Masechta Gittin, on Daf Samach Zayin, Amar Aleph, Divrei Hamaskel Nemukai, gives a different explanation. He explains the definition of Nemukai Imai is that Pirish losses Tam L'chol Dvarov from Yashvas Dvarov. He always was able to explain his words very properly. The Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Nun Vav Sif Cotton Beis, it's quite a long piece of Magen Avraham, says that from this Gemara we can learn that if somebody hears a halacha and he thinks that this is the halacha, he could say it in the name of someone else, even though that person didn't really say it, in order that people should accept what he's saying. But he asks that the Gemara in Masechet Kala says, Kol Oyma Dovim Pi Chochma, if somebody says something over in the name of a Chochma, Chochma Shloi Gomri Menu, that didn't really teach it, Garim L'Shchinish Tashtalik Mi Yisrael, he causes the Shchinish to leave Kla Yisrael. And so too is the Gemara says in Masechet Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So ask the Magen Avraham on our Gemara, how could he said over a halacha in the name of Rabbi Yosi when Rabbi Yosi never said it? So the Eliyarabba gives three answers to this question. He says the Gemara Masechta Kala is referring to a situation if he wouldn't have used that name, that the halacha would have been accepted. But if the only way I could get my psak accepted is by saying it over in the name of someone, even though that person never said it, but I need the halacha to be accepted, I could say that halacha. Another teretz that your rabbi says is the only time you're allowed to quote someone's name is like an our Gemara, where this halacha was taught anonymously. And since this halacha was taught anonymously, the halacha is that you need to give it a name, so you could choose a name. But in a situation where the halacha was taught by one person, you can't change it to the name of another person, even with the best of intentions. Another pshat is that if I say a halacha, I make up a halacha, and I want it to gain acceptability, and therefore I attach a name to it, that's awesome. But if I learned the halacha for someone else, and I don't have a name to attach to it, but I know it's not just my own thinking, it's a halacha that I learned from someone else, then the halacha is that I could say it over in the name of someone else, even though that person wasn't the one who actually said it. The Machsa Shekel gives another teretz. He says, why were Chazal so concerned about a halacha being said over in the name of someone who never said it? Because it may be that it turns out that that's not the halacha, and because of me, it's by me attributing to this person, I'm attributing to him something which actually may be incorrect. But if there's a halacha which is absolutely correct, and the Machzor Shekel says that that's the example of our Gemara, where the halacha that's being taught in our Gemara is absolutely correct, in a case where the halacha is absolutely correct, then the halacha is that you can use somebody else's name. Another pshat, the Maror Tzia says that only when one is saying lomdus can you not attribute a svara, a lomdus, to someone who didn't say it. But in a situation where it's a halacha psuka that's being quoted, halacha psuka is not what the Gemara Masechta Kala and Masechta Brachos refer to, and they can be said over in the name of someone else, even though they never actually said it. But there's a very interesting Shail Sechuvas Rav Po'alim that uses this Gemara to paskin an interesting Shailah. He says there was a Bezdin. Three individuals sitting on a Bezdin. Two individuals were paskining one way, and the third Dayan didn't agree with their Psak. So he knew that if he's going to state his opinion, it'll be outvoted, because the two other Dayanim don't agree with him. It will be two against one. But we know, says the Shaul Sechuvas Rav Po'alim, that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin teaches us that if you have three Dayanim sitting on a Bezdin, and one of the Dayanim said, "Eini Yodea, I don't know the halacha," so the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin teaches us, Yusifu HaDayanim, we have to add more Dayanim. So the question is, could this Dayan, who really does have an opinion, say any idea? Because by him saying any idea, they'll add more Dayanim. And maybe he hopes that through doing so, his opinion will actually maybe at the end prevail. So Shaul Sechuvas Rav Po'alim indeed paskins based on our Gemara that he may do so. He says that just like in our Gemara, the reason he quoted Rabbi quoted Rav Yossi's opinion, even though Rav Yossi, as the Gemara clearly teaches us, never said it. But the reason Rav Yossi was quoted was to gain acceptability. So if your goal, says the Rav Po'alim, is to get to the Emes, there you're allowed to say something, even though it's not 100% accurate, if your goal is to get the true halacha, get to the true halacha. So just like in Algemar, he was allowed to quote the name of Reb Yossi, even though Reb Yossi never said it. Here too, even though you really do have an opinion, you're allowed to say any idea to help get to the truth. There's a very interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav Sim Nantes says that we know that the Sefer Zohar is attributed to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He says most of the Sefer Zohar was actually not authored by Rav Shimon ben Yochai. In fact, he says that if we pulled out of the Zohar the parts that were actually written only by Rav Shimon ben Yochai, it would actually be a very small Sefer. But he says that because the Chazal wanted that the Sefer Zohar should be accepted by the entire Klal Yisrael, they purposely attribute all of the Sefer Zohar to the great Tana, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that we know, Kedayu Rav Shimon Lismach Alav, we always want to rely on Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the one, unlike Boimer, who brings up our tefillos and has a gevaldige hashpa. In fact, there's another interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that the man in the Midbar began to fall on Lag BaOmer. So Lag BaOmer, which is the Hilula, which is the Yahrzeit of Shimon ben Yochai, is also a day that is a day that could bring, that is a day that's Mesugal for Panasa. So in order to bring desire, the acceptability that it received, even though not all of it was authored by Rav Shimon ben Yochai, it's all attributed to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Fechusa Yagan Aleinu.